Good evening, and welcome to worship on this joyful night. It is finally Christmas Eve, and it is no small thing that you have chosen to spend it here, worshiping, singing, praying, and how good it is to share this time and space together. Before we begin worship, I want to extend a special welcome to those who are visiting with us, perhaps even for the first time. There is some important information for your reading at the top of the first page of your bulletins, but perhaps the most important thing for you to know is that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. Everything you need for the whole service, including music and scripture, is printed in your bulletins, so you just need to follow along as we go. I did want to mention, you may notice that Reverend Dale Davis, our interim senior pastor, is not with us this evening. Earlier in the week, he tested positive for COVID, as so many have. So while he wishes, believe me, he wishes he were here with us tonight to celebrate and worship, he is needing to be at home, which is the best and safest place for him to be. As always, I think the best way to enter into worship, even on a special night like this, is with a deep breath. So I'm going to invite you to join me in doing just that as we breathe in God's Spirit that is here among us, as we exhale and set aside the many things that are busying our hearts and minds so that we can be fully present as we focus our hearts and minds and lift our voices to worship our newborn King in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
I invite you to follow along as once more we gather around our Advent wreath. During Advent, remembering that the world is in need of healing and wholeness, we fixed our hearts on hope. We light the candle of hope this Christmas Eve, remembering that hope burns bright, brighter than our candles. Hope burns bright. During Advent, we were reminded that love is from God and that love is God. Nothing in all of creation can separate us from that love. Tonight, we light the candle of love this Christmas Eve. Love burns bright. During Advent, we wondered if joy was something deeper than happiness. We discovered that joy is an awareness that we are being held and cherished by our Creator. We light the candle of joy this Christmas Eve, remembering that joy burns bright. During Advent, we contemplated if there really could be peace on earth. We now know that that peace begins within and spreads through acts of care, compassion, and kindness. We light the candle of peace this Christmas Eve. Peace burns bright. I invite you to follow or to join along. During Advent, we've been waiting. And while we were waiting, God was preparing us for a birth that would change the world. A seismic shift was underway. Everything would change. God would come to us as a baby. Tonight, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. On this holy night, we light the Christ candle. Christ burns bright. Joy to the world. A reading from the second chapter of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. For to you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. I invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer. Loving God as the lights of hope and love and joy and peace and the long-awaited light of Christ shines in our midst, I pray that that same light might illuminate the word in the midst of mine. May that word fall upon ears and hearts and minds that are open to receive it. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has dawned. Words from Isaiah chapter 9, and words that, oddly enough, reminded me of a well-known Christmas song. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It's always been one of my favorites. I think you know the one, but just in case you forgot, here's a sample. Even when it's played by an incredibly talented string quartet in the beauty of this sacred space on this holy night of Christmas Eve, I know that this song is not considered a particularly spiritual one. After all, it's not found in our pew hymnals, and it's not likely to make its way into our rotation of favorite Christmas carols at St. John's, although that might have changed tonight, I'm not sure. But when I hear the words, "Let your heart be light," there is no doubt that it speaks to my spirit. Now, I think perhaps the popular Christmas song means to suggest that we should let our hearts be light, like not take things too seriously. Don't be a Grinch. Eat, drink, be merry, that we should do our best to maintain that joy, that innocence, that childlike lightheartedness of the season. Which, yes, of course. But for me, letting our hearts be light doesn't stop there. You see, in light of the light of the world born among us this night, there is something sacred, something undeniably spiritual, and in my opinion, hymn-worthy, about letting our hearts be light in the darkness. In fact, letting our hearts be light is what this night, what Christmas, what our call as people of faith is all about. Now, way back in the end of November, if you can remember that far, as our Advent journey began, I reflected during a children's sermon that a sure sign that Christmas is coming is light. Each year, it seems like, in the blink of an eye, twinkling, colorful, festive lights appear on trees, in parks, on front porches, down Main Street. As the world grows darker and darker, our need for glowing warmth increases. So we surround ourselves with light. Even inside these walls, each Sunday, our light increased as we added another candle to the Advent wreath, bringing the light of hope and love and joy and peace to our sanctuary and to our lives. And that brings us to tonight, when we light the Christ candle, fully seeing, realizing, feeling in all its glory, the light that comes with the birth of this little Lord Jesus. Advent is a journey. And though we have arrived, finally made it to this long-awaited night, in so many ways, this is just the beginning. You see, just as we know Christmas is coming by the lights all around us, we will know that Christmas is here by the light within us. So I ask, what places in your life, your heart, your corner of the world need the light of Christ? Where are the places that hope is hard to find, that love is overshadowed by hatred or unkindness. Where has joy been replaced with worry and fear and anxiety, and peace set aside for injustice, judgment, and discontentment? I am inspired by African-American author, theologian, and civil rights leader Howard Thurman, who shared these words in a poem entitled, "I Will Light Candles This Christmas." I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all sadness, candles of hope where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present, candles of peace for tempest-tossed days, candles of grace to ease heavy burdens, candles of love to inspire all my living, candles that will burn all year long. Of course, if tonight proved anything, no candle burns all year long. But long after the Advent candles have been blown out, and all the Christmas lights find their way safely back to their corner of the basement, the light of Christ will still be shining, and it will still need sharing. And it will be our lives, our actions, our way of being, our hearts that will be the light that this world and all who abide in it desperately need. How will you let your heart be light this year ahead? How will you, what you say, what you do, the spirit with which you do it, how will you illuminate, shine the loving, compassionate, forgiving, grace-filled, abundant light of Christ? Something to reflect on in the days ahead. 2,000 years ago, Christ entered into the world in the same way each and every one of us did. And he brought with him a light so bright that it is still shining. We are still talking about it, still singing about it, still seeking it, still sharing it. And that is one bright light, an incredible gift, and an incredible call. So, by all means, have yourself a merry little Christmas. And then may you, with God's help, let your heart be light, that all might know and be transformed by the hope, the love, the joy, and peace we have found in a manger on this silent, holy night. Amen. Please be seated. Friends, we come to Christ's table, the joyful feast of the people of God. It is indeed a joyful night, but it's a little hard to wrap our heads around gathering at this table on the night that Christ is born. And yet, how fitting, how perfect it is to be at this table. We remember the story of that night. In the midst of a Passover meal, in an upper room, Jesus gathered with his disciples, those he had learned with, those he had taught, he had traveled with. They had seen things together. And they gathered around that table, and in the midst of the meal, Jesus took bread. And after giving thanks for it and blessing it, and before sharing it with those he loved, he said to them, "This is my body, broken for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after breaking the bread, Jesus took the cup. And after giving thanks for it and blessing it and before sharing it with those he loved, he said to them, "This is my blood, poured out for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Jesus did pause to say grace before sharing these gifts with his disciples, so we pause to do the same. Let us pray. God, we come to this table full of celebration at the birth of your Son, Jesus, but also very aware that it was for our sake that he was born to give his life for us in love. Gathering around this table now, we remember the many mysteries that surround our faith. Body broken that we might be made whole. Blood poured out that we might be filled. Life created and born among us that our lives may be reborn. Bless this bread, O God, and bless this cup. Make your presence known to us as we take, eat, drink, and remember. Amen. Just a few housekeeping things before we share in this joyful feast. When the plates of juice and wine come around, I will remind you, the outer circle is wine. The innermost circles are grape juice. Grace Bruin has generously offered to share our gluten-free and also our individually packaged elements if that is more comfortable for you. So if you require or would like either of those options, just raise a hand, get the attention of Grace as she makes her way around the sanctuary, and we will be sure that you have what you need. Perhaps the most important reminder of all, this is Christ's table. Christ is the host, and therefore all are welcome. If you hunger and thirst for what Christ has to offer, you are welcome at this table. Remembering this, I say, come, for all things are now ready. Thank you. Friends, this is for us the body of Christ, body broken that we might know fullness of life. Remembering this, we take and eat. Friends, this is for us the blood of Christ, life poured out that we might know life in all of its fullness. Remembering this, we take and drink. I invite you to be with me as we pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Loving God, we thank you for the ways we have been nourished at this table on this holy, silent night. Just as we have been fed body and soul, give us the strength, the courage, the heart to feed others, to offer, to be love and light to one another and to the world. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In so many ways, this might be what we are most looking forward to in the midst of our service. As the light of Christ shines brightly here among us, and as a way to bask in the glow of that light, we want to spread it throughout our sanctuary tonight as we sing Silent Night and remember just how special tonight was and is. In just a moment, I will light my candle from the Christ candle. Then members of our choir will light their candles from mine and from one another's and make their way down the side aisles so that you can light your candle from theirs and then from theirs, one another's. As the lights in the sanctuary go out and the Christ light spreads, let us remember Jesus, Son of God, loves pure light. Take a moment, look around. This is what it means to let our hearts be the light in the darkness. As the lights of the sanctuary come back on slowly, I want to invite you, as they begin to come on, to safely extinguish your candles. Do not blow super hard, or you will blow wax on your neighbor. Extinguish the candles in your hands, but not the light in your heart. Remember, God is counting on us to let our hearts be light, to carry with us the hope, the love, the joy, and the peace we have gathered this season, the light we have experienced this night, and take it into the world. Joy to the world. I invite you to stay where you are as our choir ushers us out and ushers in Christmas Day with a beautiful sung benediction. But as you go from this place to have yourself a merry little Christmas, I pray that you do indeed let your heart be light, that we might reflect and embody the light of Christ that is born among us this night. And as you live into that call of Christ, that call of Christmas, may you know that the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ sustains you, and the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this night and always. Amen, and officially, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.